with patience and application and skill and courage, it is possible for human beings to control and improve the conditions under which they live. And it has taught us how science may be made the servant of a richer, more complete common life. And it has taught us, finally, more than that. Because from it we have learned lessons in the ethics of human relationships. How devotion to the public good, unselfish service, never-ending consideration of human needs are in themselves conquering forces. Democracy looks to the day when these virtues will be required and expected of those who serve the public officially and unofficially. Modern medicine has set an exalted example. It has shown the way for us all. And so I greet Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie as teachers of America. You, whom we honor today, have rendered the highest form of patriotic service during the battles of the World War. But even more than that, you deserve the nation's thanks for the national service that you have rendered throughout your lives. The local American Legion Post is giving this plaque, and the grandchildren are going to unveil it.
All right,
grandchildren of the two male brothers. And now some members of the American Legion are taking the plaque from away from in front of the speaker stand where the president has been and are bringing it around in order that he may see it a little more closely. It reads, citation to William James Mayo and Charles Horace Mayo with the pictures of both of the doctors Mayo. For distinguished service to our sick and disabled comrades and to suffering humanity. At the top of the plaque is a picture of President Roosevelt. It states that it is a gift of the William T. McCoy Post of the American Legion, presented by President Roosevelt. And now the distinguished guests here on the platform at Soldier Field in Rochester, Minnesota, are gathered around the plaque. The president is inspecting it. I'm standing on both sides or either side of the plaque are the two grandchildren, little Mildred Mayo, six-year-old granddaughter of Dr. and Mrs. Charles H. Mayo, and Mr. Mayo Walters, six-year-old grandson of Dr. and Mrs. William J. Mayo.